Hey, well, you haven't heard from me for a while because I've been out at the beach. I just wanted to capture summer and continue capturing it. Now it's fall. I'm back in the Berkshires. I wrote a piece when I was out there about a favorite beach, and I'm going to read it to you. It's called Beach. My beach is not the mile-long swath of powdery sand you might find on a remote Caribbean island. Mine is a working beach, a beach close to town in Massachusetts. My beach has drizzling waves that slurp along the shore with tangles of black seaweed strewn about, bobbing boats offshore waiting to be put to some use. A rusty red one is pulled up on the sand, probably for fishing, metal lure box, green camo jacket, and assorted boat things strewn on the bottom. I see a young mother squatting on the shoreline, digging a hole with two tow-headed toddlers. They're scooting about, gathering buckets of water to put in the hole, measuring cups and kitchen spoons nearby for the finish work. An austere woman with a beaked hat sits at the back of the beach in a camping chair and book bag at her feet, wedged into the sand so it doesn't tip over. She's reading something I can't quite make out. A young couple walks in front of me. Friends. She has a nylon backpack. They're laughing and push each other towards the water. Up in front of me, a young woman in a billowy blue dress stands at the water's edge, letting her feet sink in the sand. I don't see her shoes anywhere. This is the kind of beach that becomes part of everyday routines, not the kind of beach you drive to. It's the kind of beach you stop by. You don't have to get ready for it. You build things, watch things, experience things. You don't need a fancy bathing suit or an oversized striped beach towel or a cooler. It's the kind of beach where you feel like you belong. Because you do. On this beach, you're a local.